Cookies.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
Just getting everything at the correct volume there. Welcome, Renee, from Moi Wines and Boutique Connection.
Thanks, Johnny.
How's it going?
Good, man.
Hello, Vince.
Hello. I was told I was going to be connected with some boutique wines.
Oh, I like that. That was a good plug.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
So, guys, I'm on a mission tonight because I'm going out for dinner to Ufa in Dominion Road.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wine and pizza place.
Is it new?
It's new.
Okay.
I think it's only a week old. That's how new it is.
That's fresh. Have you heard any reports?
To be honest, no, I haven't. But I'll let you know.
Okay. So specializing in pizza and wine.
Okay, I feel like, you know, sorry, just to interrupt, but like a pizza oven, you know, does it get better the more pizzas that are in it, you know, when you're just opening up and you've got a fresh pizza oven?
Like residual pizza stench.
I don't know.
Giving the pizza a bit more flavor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I feel like you're right.
Yeah. But I'm sure it'll be good. It'll be good. Don't want to slander this new business. Hey, anyway, no. Renee, what have we got here?
So tonight I'm going to do a little game. Mm-hmm. It's called Wine Options, and it's what like lots of winemakers like to do after work. Mm. Bring in a wine that you can't see the label, you have no idea where it's from, and I'm going to go through different layers of questions, giving you options, and you can choose, multi-choice. So just so you know, it's probably quite scary at first, but the thing is, the trick to it is to just go with your gut. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, quick game's a good game. And even winemakers get it wrong, so don't worry about it. Don't stress about getting it wrong.
What do you mean, like, go by your gut?
So,
like, just first impressions.
First impression.
Yeah.
Intuition.
And, you know, you're supposed to be doing the smelling and all that kind of stuff, yeah?
Yeah, so we can talk through that. We're going to grab a glass, guys. And
swirl.
We're going to look at it because, you know, wine, you kind of drink wine visually as well. So it's got a nice sort of yellow hue with a little green.
It's a great colour.
Yeah. I mean, the lights in here are not helping, but there is like a little green edge to it.
Yeah.
And swirl it.
Oh, don't swirl it too high.
Swirl. And then just gently sniff, not too hard. And it's, you're kind of trying to get it right where you are now, like right near the glass edge, and then kind of gently put your nose in a little bit further, and then you can kind of get a bit more of the bouquet and the aroma. So without being too snobby, we're just going to sip. Suck some air through it.
Oh, I just swallowed it.
And just kind of feel how it sits on your palate, in the whole mouth. So I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
Is this white wine from New Zealand, Australia, or South Africa?
New Zealand.
I'm going to say Australia.
It is New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Johnny.
Yes.
It is sponsored by Boutique Connection, so we are New Zealand boutique wines at the moment. So.
Just, okay. I should have brushed up on the brand.
Yes. Okay. Next question,
is
please.
Is this New Zealand white wine from the North Island or the South Island?
North Island.
I'm going to go the South.
It is the North Island.
Oh, yes, I'm winning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done. Is this white wine from the North Island of New Zealand a Sauvignon Blanc, a Chardonnay, an Albarino, or a Grüner Veltliner?
The last one.
I'm going to go C.
Okay, last one. Yeah, it is a Grüner Veltliner.
Do you drink a lot of wine?
No, I don't.
Johnny, you're on fire.
Wow.
I'm just gauging. I'm just reading Renee. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Okay, so is this a 2020, 2021 Or 2022. I actually forgot what year we were. Sorry. What year is it?
I'm going to go 21.
Yeah, I feel like saying 21 as
it
well.
It is 21, guys. Oh, well wow. done. Cheers.
1 point for me. Oh, cheers, everyone.
So this okay. is my soon-to-be-released Gruner Veltliner. It's called the Filigree Fumé in my Filigree range. And here is a little sample label. This is what it's going to look like. It's just really minimal, screen printed. And the reason why I called it Fumé is that they actually, they call Fumé Blanc. That's like another name for Sauvignon Blanc that's fermented in barrel. And I did a little bit of barrel fermentation with this Gruner Veltliner. So I'm a bit cheeky there in calling it a Fumé because it's a little bit cheeky. But I just feel like it kind of explains this wine a little bit. It has a little bit of that toasty oak character going on. Mm-hmm. But Gruner, as we know, because we've tried the Petnat version of it, it has some cool kind of green pickle thyme characters to it. So having a little bit of barrel ferment, it just kind of, and some lees contact, it just kind of fleshes out this white wine. So yeah, what do you guys think?
It's insanely easy to drink.
Yeah, totally.
What I find with wine is quite often I'm like, oh my god, I get a bit of a sore throat. Tang, like bang in the mouth. But this is just so delicious.
Yeah. As I say, the Filigree range is all about texture, and it's all about that sort of the length on the palate, and focusing on making a delicious, yummy wine.
Mm-hmm. And this is like from a packet of grapes that you've bought from an Auckland vineyard was just going to get chucked in the bin or something?
It wasn't going to get chucked in the bin, but it was a grower up in Matakana. He's organic, and he that year wasn't given the okay from his owner to make wine, so he was trying to find a home for these grapes, and I came and had a look, and I was really impressed with what I saw, so I put my hand up, and we organized pickers and whatnot together. So we basically harvested the grapes in one morning with pickers from Auckland in a year where hand picking was really hard to get labor for. So that was amazing. It was a little miracle there. And put them on the back of a truck. When I say truck, I mean like a four-wheel drive Toyota Hilux. Drive them down to the winery where I make the wine, and the next day pressed and juiced the grapes. So yeah, it was just, I guess it was, there was a parcel of grapes that just didn't have a home that year.
Yeah. Are you still doing it like the old school way where you stand on the grapes with your feet?
Oh yeah. All my wines have seen my toes.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Although I have done that before, and it is such a cool feeling. Do you remember those like soap balls as kids?
Yes.
Like my mum used to find us out the back like popping these little bubbles of soap, and they were really expensive back then. But anyway, it's a similar feeling, like this little bauble kind of squishing between your toes. It's really, really cool.
I mean, is that something that flies with the health department these days?
Yeah, I mean, the beauty it's of fine. Fermentation, especially with wine, is that it basically kills everything.
Yeah.
Nice.
Alcohol.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about other fermented products, but wine gets to a certain level of alcohol where the only things that can maybe live is a particular type of bacteria, but that's it. And that's why they made wine, you know, centuries ago. It was because it was safer to drink than water. Yeah. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. The details again, because I'm not tasting any of that kind of drama going on in here. just a beautiful, nice, soft wine.
2021 Filigree Fumé.
Okay.
Organically grown Gruner Veltliner.
Soon to be available
on Boutique Connection.
Okay, cool. Tying it all in.
Yep.
All right, Renee, we won't hold you up for dinner any longer.
Yeah, that pizza's getting cold.
You can blast out of here. All right. Cheers, dude.
Cheers, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.